Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America.
Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 says the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. There was quite a debate in the Constitutional Convention as to whether the executive should be one man or a team that worked together, or whether they should divide America into sections with executives in each area. They decided that if the executive were one man, that the buck would stop with him. He could not point his finger at anyone else, and that this would be the best way to faithfully execute America's Constitution and law. Hamilton said, "In the energy in the executive is a leading character in the definition of good government. A feeble executive implies a feeble execution of the government. A feeble execution is but another phrase for bad execution, and a government ill executed, whatever it may be in theory, must be in practice bad government. The ingredients which constitute energy in the executive are unity, duration, and adequate provision for its support and competent powers. That unity is conducive to energy will not be disputed. Decision, activity, secrecy, and dispatch will generally characterize the proceedings of one man in a much more eminent degree than the proceeds of any greater number, and in proportion as the number is increased, these qualities will be diminished. I clearly concur in opinion that the executive power is more easily confined when it is one, that if it is far more safe, there should be a single object for the jealousy and watchfulness of the people, and in a word, that all multiplication of the executive is rather dangerous than friendly to liberty." James Wilson agreed. "The next good quality that I remark is that the executive authority is one. Far from being above the laws, he is amenable to them in his private character as a citizen and in his public character by impeachment. Father, you are the only king we want. Thank you for a president that realizes this and gives you glory. In Jesus' name, amen."
Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.